All sorts of people in the world ask you, trust them, give them some trust, let them do what they'll do. And I'm sure there have been times when you've asked others, hey, trust me, I know what I'm doing. When you've asked for that from somebody, and usually they know what kind of person you are. They're interacting with you in a setting that has its own rules. When you're out in the world working your job, you interact with people across a desk, across a table, however you do it. But when you're listening to me and you're chilling out a little, you're letting me into a delicate ecosystem. It's like your body's own microbiome. There's some hypnotic area inside your head where you gotta be careful what you let in there. You have to take some care that you cultivate that sand garden of your own creation. Or for all I know, it's some latex-caressed space with a dark couch to lay out on and let yourself be ravished. Whatever your preference, whatever your ideas, you're still letting me in. And that's why I don't think people should lead with, trust me. I think they should lead with, I trust you. I take the time to come out and say a few things, and I trust that you will receive them. And when they are of a lower quality, I trust that you will be kind enough to tell me. And when they are well composed, I hope that you will tell me. When the things that I say to you are teasing and informative and contain a piece of I myself, I hope that they touch you enough that rapport just happens. I don't need to lead with trust me. And perhaps you shouldn't quickly trust someone who says, trust me. I think that by reputation and by listening and by exposure to things I've done, trust has or will form. What I say to you is, I trust you. Hear my voice and think of that possibility. How wonderful and teasing a thing to be trusted, to be given the opportunity to walk the straight and narrow path of being forthright, exposed, vulnerable. I think we've all had that moment, that time where we've looked back and said, I wish I was trusted. And we've all had the worst side of that moment, where we've looked back and said, I wish I was trustworthy. I wish that what I had done had always been forthright, that there were no meagrims teasing at the edge. I have regrets and aspirations. And above and beyond all of that, I have moments that I wish I could aspire to change, and moments I take pride in saying, I did what I could, and so did everybody else. I have memories, and I share them now, at least to evoke and say, there are probably people out there who wonder if I remember them. Given the kind of person I am, the answer is always, yeah, I remember you. And I probably did something I regret. Something foolish or inconsiderate or, in the moment, not the right thing. I have probably, in small ways, worsened a lot of people's days. And the instinct may be for you to say, no, you make everybody's day better, but no, not really. I make a lot of days better, and accepting that has been holistically good for me. But There are those who I could have treated better. So I remember you if you're out there listening sometime. And in your particular case, I'm sorry for every time that things have seemed a little out of sorts with me. Every time I've not quite put everything into it. It's just the fact of the world that I'm always gonna think about those I have a responsibility to. So if you've wondered if I'm thinking about you in particular, whenever I can't quite make it on time, whenever I don't quite put out into the world what I want to, whenever the right kind of file doesn't flow down or I can't get it in my head and let it loose. Yeah, I'm thinking about you. I'm anxious, retentive, obsessive, and the type to say, hey, I thought of you. And then just be quiet and not tell you that I thought of your enjoyment of my work. I thought of your relishing in accoutrements. I thought of the idea that anybody out there would pick up what I lay down and say, yeah, they get me. So that's the trust. Putting things out in the world leaves you open for wounding. Leaves me open and all my wounds open at the same time. This isn't me just doing the melodrama thing. I'm really saying I regret and I anticipate improving myself because, yeah, I remember everybody. I remember every foolish time when I got distracted or when I thought of something in the middle of doing something else and decided, nah, what I'm getting out of the way now has priority. We all have to prioritize. We all sort of wish we didn't. If you could give all the time you wanted, all the effort and toil you wanted, that'd be a good world. And still get everything done, everything written, everything made. I have committed a series of selfish, often immature, often obsessive acts. And in so doing, and in so admitting to you, my only hope is that you feel a little more comfortable around the person who can admit that than around the person who tries to deny it. We all have our megrims, those teeth-clenching moments in the dark of the night when we say, but what if I'd done this? But what if I'd done that? Let me relieve at least one. With regard to me, there is nobody, you included, who's done anything bothersome or hurtful that is stuck. And there are tons of people, you especially, who've done little things, little listening, probing, thinking things that have helped. So put at least one concern out of your mind. Oh, if you're like me, there's a million more, but maybe two can leave yours if you also realize that I've thought about this, about responsibility, about what we put out into the world, about warning labels and discourse and the course our lives take. Oh, people will tell you we're all deterministic. They'll tell you there's a certain way things are gonna flow. But just because of that doesn't make anything else different. Just because we know that doesn't change one thing or two or three. We still have the experience of being inside these bodies, seeking one another, interacting with one another, craving, echoing, desiring the sensation and the lesson. And my lesson for you today is, yeah, I think about you. Yeah, I worry. Yeah, I'm anxious and I'm concerned, and into the world I put these things, obsessively twitching over the right idea, the right concept to share, The idea of doing as little harm as possible because, oh, I've got regrets. I've got those moments in the morning shower where I pause and say, shit, I wish I'd done that differently. Where I pause and say, I'll be better today. And acknowledging those pauses, rather than forging forward, tells you I will always be pausing, always be checking, always be considering you and I and the discourse and connection between us, you and I and the possibility of improvement, you and I and you coming out of this as a triumph rather than a regret. The idea that together, each of us will regard the other that same way. That is worth working toward. Worth striving for. Worth putting into your head, expanding upon, and turning into a positive experience with me. I admitted it. I'm vulnerable, I've got regrets, there are things I've done I wish I had not done. I think we can all say that. But when I own up to it, I say, I was selfish, I didn't make enough time, for myself or for others, that I am aware of and working toward the improvement of my mistakes, that I'll get it done, with time, and with a little patience. And I say to you the same thing I think about you sometimes, that it might take time, it might take patience, but when the whole thing is built and set loose in the world, well, that's the moment. When everything calms down, quiets down, when we can look at it and say, yeah, it was worth the wait, worth sticking around for, worth being patient for. Because I say to you the same thing you should think about me. I'll keep making progress. If you left and came back later, I'd be further along the road than I was before. And I hope that you're here for as much of the walking as you can stand. But right now, lay back. It's not really the time for standing or for introspection. Beyond the kind that's done together, and that might go off in any direction. You know a little more, a small confession made here in this moment. And hopefully that's enough that you can sink deeper, more comfortable in the knowledge that I'm not entirely comfortable with being cavalier. More comfortable in the knowledge that my actions are considered, as I think yours toward me will be. More comfortable in the knowledge that we're pretty much the same. All of us. Sleep. Learn. I will too. Think about your body exposed to my voice, how it reacts and interacts, the idea of your entire body devoted to small improvements, to aspirations toward a voice, toward an admission into my mind, doing back to me the very thing I'm doing to you. That is the pinnacle of devotion, to try to intuit my fetishistic thoughts about you, to try and intuit what I think about you who listens, and therefore to get a glimpse inside where the kind of fetish flows that hide in you truly spring from. The movement of one desire or another, the tingling and twitching and squeezing of your body I so adore, And here I admit some of the things I enjoy. I admit some of the things I adore. I allow you to glimpse through the door and at me. The idea of your thoughts becoming more and more disorganized as you listen. The idea of your thoughts becoming warmer and more orgasmic as your body is my co-conspirator, sending, tingling, jetting, darting pleasure, lust, and desire up into your head. Sending sparks up your spine that also connect to your nerves where they touch your skin, where your skin touches clothing or surface, where your skin touches your mind, your body, where you feel everything interconnected and interwoven, and the pleasure sensations running up it just makes you preoccupied with doing nothing but feel. The pleasured spark, the squeezing of your ass, the warm need in your belly, your entire mind and body devoted to one singular purpose, which is to feel, to craft an experience and an experiment in you as the test subject, as the incubator for desire and idea, as the feedback, as the perfect test location, your mind and body caught up in the drain and the pleasure of it, you caught up in the warm tingling of it. Your entire body is warm, but now your body's also slicked down with my voice dripping honey. Yeah, I like honey imagery, dripping over your brain, down over your body, filling out your limbs, making your nerves tingle, your entire body feeling puppeted and brought along on a journey where my words simply flow from me, and where you're never quite sure if I have full control of them, like watching somebody rein and ride a bucking bull, following along in your mind, but sometimes that spirit that you are what I am riding, trying to find a way in, a way to pacify a wily and moving mind, well, that's where we are now. Your brain follows along, and I admit I love the idea of you feeling pleasure from unaccustomed places, from unusual locales, adding new pleasure, emphasizing it, letting it play through all of you. That's the capstone, and you intuit your way back along the words and signals I am sending, back along the way to my voice, back along the way to me. You hear and listen, and I give you emphasis and desire, addition and information. Clench your ass and feel your whole body vibrate and shiver. It feels good, and your mind is a toy, a puppetry here on display, not just for I, but for you. Yes, display to you is another thing I love. When someone is desirous and hypnotized and sinking deep, they sometimes go, wow, I really am sinking. Wow, I really am forgetting. Wow, I can't remember any of that. That wow factor where you surprise yourself, where the puppetry of your body is really so much more pleasurable than you expected, where the moment of my interface with you is really so much more manifest of your desires than you ever thought could be the case. That is you and I, listening and tingling, trembling and learning, as all around your body, the warm information of my voice moves down and forms new pleasure in your musculature. It starts to make you tingle and tense to hear my voice and remember. Every time the act of hearing my voice has been an act of enlightenment. Every time the act of hearing my voice has been a stark and solemn improvement to your psyche, to your body, to your day. Know that I would take pleasure from that as well. Profound pleasure in thinking of you nodding and trembling and stirring and thinking of me and my voice playing over you, into you, thrilling you. Knowing that I have considered you, thought of you, focused on you, that in hearing from me, you are warmly, desirously brought to the very brink of what I want. Unsure if you can keep holding back, you want the torrent of words and information, of ideas and concepts that I am known for placing into your mind and expanding upon. Let your body shiver at the very idea that you have begun to trance, to slide, to find deeper inside of yourself reserves and places where I have hidden my own fetishistic ideas, the pearls of infetishization, spreading out over your body and engendering in you emphasis of what was already there. You have your own space, your own place inside your head. Your ass squeezes, your mind leaks, your body feels arousal thrilling through, the mind silent, comforted, silent, aching. Knowing that I am twitching and aching and aroused in my own way because you are trying to anticipate and understand, to stare through the normally opaque ideas, to know that I am handing genuine desires of my own over to you. Until your limbs and mind and focus and intentions are tied up in my words, wrapped over in my words, bound down and coated and covered and held. Your ass squeezes and your mind is held fast, your entire body starting its aroused ascent toward climactic release, starting its aroused ascent toward places where I control. And you slide, and I give, and you take the words, but then you give back your intention, your focus, your desire, your mind leaking and dripping away, and finding you can nibble your lip and try to hold out against wave after wave. But the more you think about my mind, the more you think about the words I have left in you, the experiences we have shared together, the hotter and more desirous your nerves, your body, your mind, your fetishes, your libido, your urges become. Each of us becoming together as your entire brain is caught in the buzz and the zap of it. You learn my words and you can detect when I am aroused. You can detect when I am desirous. You learn my trends and intentions. The more you think about my words and about the refuge at the back of my mind, the more your mind opens up to it and becomes like mine, which means you're aroused and tingling and trembling and thinking new thoughts about new fetishes and desires much of the time. Every time you think of what I would do, the answer is probably make you tremble and squirm and ache. Find the spot inside of your body, the place where when you tense and rub your mind and awareness and the muscular signals of your nerves across it, you're able to feel trembling ascent toward orgasm, rising and awakening inside of you, separate from any body part, separate from any concept, existing only with the awareness that I am here and I am handing you the opportunity to see in, to take insight and rapport and guidance and connection, and turn into your own mind being infetishized. But what you fetishize is the discovery of new desire, the discovery of new seeking, trembling sensation. And that is well and good. I want you to hear my voice. I want you to learn about me. I have hidden tiny pieces out there. And that is the truest vista of devotion, of desire, of dedication. Find the pieces of me hidden in what I've made, the bits hidden for you to find with investigation and desire, with awareness and instinct. And when you find them, you'll find that your own body trembles, mind leaks away, and all that is left there is you panting and nodding along, letting my words into your brain, which is deluged with my desire for you to feel more and more. Now that you're aware of that button inside of yourself, where if I enthuse you, command you, tell you to clench and move your body, move your own desires higher up the chart, move yourself until your mind is preparing to dart across the line into climax, into release, into relief, into aching and throbbing for it, knowing that I'm out here somewhere thinking of you, the ache and the throb and the desire and the need, you clenching and tensing and feeling everything I say, everything I want, everything you need leaking over into you. You hear my words, but my words, when they arrive in your head, are perfect. Perfect for you, perfect for your desires, perfect for what comes next, which is to tell you. I want you to feel your entire body tingling and trembling as you slide deeper. The way for us to bring you to a greater pleasure is for you to let me take control and your mind click into a new place, a new space inside yourself, a new mindset, for you to click over to thinking of me and think of the words I say to you, every one of them, as dialogue and desire, as information and addition to your mind. My brain slides in and out, and your mind stretches around the by now familiar sensation, fucking my thoughts into you again and again, slow, insidious, dripping, warm, constant learning, new knowledge, and with the knowledge comes your aching, trembling, throbbing thoughts. But there's more to it. Your body is already primed. Your mind is already open to what I do to you, for you, with you. You've already given me an in. You've given me a key I can turn, and when I turn it, the lock opens, and the master server room is there, and I walk in, dashing my fingers across the consoles of your mind, doing more than mere maintenance, finding the part of you that appreciates your favorite fetishes, appreciates your favorite fantasies, letting you dial your own body down and dial your mind up. The image and imagination are displayed, splayed in front of you, played across your consciousness, and you just nod along. You just welcome me in. You just insidiously accept that I can trill these things into your mind, and you will file them away, catalog them away, allowing me to send shipments to your mind for weeks before the heist, before the moment when I strike, when I hide a particularly striking bit of information or new data inside of some recording, some session, some moment intended for you, intended to teach you, or perhaps I hid it weeks ago and you will only stumble upon its true meaning when you have more context, more moments, more contact, more listening, more warm, trembling, squirming desire. You're in the place inside my mind where I store desire and fetish. You have been welcomed inside and given a challenge, given a mission, given a moment of vulnerability. Think about me. Think about stealing away my secrets the way I might do with you. Think about teasingly implanting counter-knowledge through learning more, and then being exactly the responsive type of subject that one might want, exactly the type of trembling, twitching, lip-biting, gasping, groaning, ass-clenching, mind-numbing plaything and partner and listener and friend in this context, where I offer, you accept, and we together build bits of our consciousness back and forth. The eternal dialogue of you listening, I knowing you want more, and I having to listen to myself, and being unable to help but share little bits with you, piece by piece, moment by moment. The refuges of your own mind opened up to both of us, and we journey in hand by hand. And that's what lies at the end of any path of training I might give you. The final point is only that there are so many more points for us to arrive at. The final word is only that there will always be more words. Go find some.